You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Max Johnston. In a virtual courtroom today, the former captain of the Grand Traverse County Jail was sentenced to a minimum of 16 months in prison. Todd Ritter pleaded guilty to charges of embezzlement and abusing his office. But state prosecutors say Ritter's crimes went much further. Aaron Selbig sat in on that hearing. He joins us to talk about it. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Max.
So let's start with the basics. What crimes did Todd Ritter admit to today?
Well, he pled guilty to three charges: embezzlement, misconduct in office, and willful neglect of duty. Basically, he admitted to misusing a company credit card that he used, or a county credit card, rather, he used to pay for things that weren't official business, a county truck that he used to take his family out of town and to tow his boat with, and a county cell phone that he used to download pornography.
And now, there were other more serious crimes. What were those?
Yes, prosecutors say that he used his position as the head of the Grand Traverse County Jail to facilitate sexual relationships with inmates. And this went on for several years. They say that in one instance that's tied to the embezzlement charge, he took a trip to Lansing and paid for a hotel with his county credit card that was used to have a sexual tryst, it was described in court, with an inmate who had just recently been released from the jail. And that was corroborated by the victim in a pre-sentencing document. She outlined that trip and how Ritter took her to Lansing. And while they were there, he evidently told her a lot about the inner goings-on of the jail. She was on probation at the time, and they said there was many more instances just like that.
And so did any other alleged victims testify in all this?
No, but Sheriff Tom Bensley was also in that pre-sentencing document, and he said that Ritter had many victims in the county jail over a period of several years.
Okay, so did Ritter speak at all? Did he have to say anything for himself?
Yeah, he spoke briefly. He offered an apology.
I do want to apologize to my agency, the community, the people I worked with. I held in very high esteem. I still do. The victims in this case, and my family, my boys, for not having a dad that they can look up and respect right now.
So what did the judge have to say about all this?
The judge was Kevin Elsenheimer. He called it a sad chapter for the community. He said that he hopes the sentence will set an example for other people like Ritter who are placed in a position of trust, a position of power.
It is an extraordinary breach of trust. Not only the trust that's given to him by the government, by the people when he swears an oath, but the trust that was given by his, by the individuals who go to jail. They are in a vulnerable position at that point. They are at the low point in their lives, many of them. And to abuse them, to put them in a position to be abused, is about the lowest thing that a public servant can do, frankly.
So after today, what's next?
Well, Ritter reports to jail in just a few minutes, actually. He was ordered to report to the Leelanau County Jail by 5 p.m. tonight. His sentence for the embezzlement charge was 16 to 120 months in prison. He also has to pay more than $11,000 in fines and restitution. And then there's the long term. You know, Tom Bensley said in that document that this case leaves a long shadow on the department. But I think, you know, some questions to ask going forward are, you know, how did this happen? And what measures have been taken or will be taken to prevent something like this from happening again?
Aaron Selbig keeping us informed. Aaron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Max. Good to be here.